This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Southern storms.
I was very scared. My heart was beating real fast.
Crucial counteroffensive.
Ukraine's fight is a marathon and not a sprint.
Getting more people into EVs.
Our real challenge is charging station availability.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Tornadoes tore through four states yesterday, and over the next 24 hours, nearly 20 million people faced the threat of severe weather. CBS's Mark Strassman is reporting this morning from Alabama.
A string of at least a dozen tornadoes ripped across the southeast, unusually strong for this time of year, including here in Eufaula, Alabama, where strong winds sheared the walls off homes, cut through trees, and downed power lines.
I ran in the room to get my little girl.
Brittany Shade told us she saw the tornado approaching out her window and raced to wake up her sleeping daughter. They hid in the bathroom until it passed.
It was like the train was coming. It was like boom, 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 boom.
Other parts of the state were pelted with hail, as were communities in Arkansas, where some people saw baseball-sized hail.
The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams says more rough weather could develop today.
There's a threat for tornadoes from Kansas all the way down into Texas. We could see supercells, large hail, and winds over 75 miles an hour.
The upper Midwest is now dealing with the wildfire smoke from Canada. This woman's in Minnesota's Twin Cities.
I don't like being around real thick smoke. This is pretty thick.
Air quality alerts are up through early tomorrow in much of Minnesota. Now to Washington, where Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending Special Counsel Jack Smith, the man who brought the federal case against former President Trump.
Mr. Smith is a veteran career prosecutor. He has assembled a group of experienced and talented prosecutors who share his commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
In New York City, CBS's Elaine Quijano tells us a grand jury has indicted ex-Marine Daniel Penny in last month's death of Jordan Neely in a subway chokehold.
In a statement, attorneys for Neely's family called the indictment the right result for the wrong Penny committed. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
So what the grand jury looked at is evidence that led them to believe a prosecutor could prove Penny used unreasonable force. Were the actions justified given the potential threat to others on that train?
Penny's lawyers said their client restrained Jordan Neely when Neely was threatening to kill subway riders.
Now to Ukraine and the counteroffensive against invading Russian forces. CBS's Ian Lee met up with a Ukrainian unit returning from battle.
This soldier led the first assault. It took us 2 days to push nearly 3 miles, he tells me. The Russians were dug in and heavily fortified, but intense artillery fire forced them to flee. The quickness of the Russians' retreat is scattered everywhere in their trenches. Weapons here, rations there. Their commander, Anton, tells me how his troops move through the mine-infested tree lines for cover.
Slow to be silent and to be safe.
Are you glad to be finally going on the offensive?
You can't win the war defense only.
There's where two-time Oscar winner Glenda Jackson has died at her London home. She was 87. She won Best Actress for 1973's A Touch of Class.
May I point out, as you have so obviously never noticed, women are a little different from men.
Jackson also spent two decades as a British lawmaker. The American Medical Association says it will advise doctors to pay less attention to BMI, body mass index, in determining if a patient is at a healthy weight. The group says the measure does not predict disease risk equally across racial and ethnic groups.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Nine more women are accusing Bill Cosby of sexual assault. In this new lawsuit filed in Nevada, the women accuse Cosby of using his, quote, enormous power, fame, and prestige to victimize them between 1979 and 1992. The Southern Baptist Convention has refused to welcome Saddleback Church back into its fold. It rejected an appeal by the California megachurch of its ouster for having women pastors. It also turned down an appeal from Fern Creek Baptist Church of Louisville, which is led by Pastor Linda Barnes Popham.
They are losing gifted and called women of God. As we continue to proclaim the gospel, why they want to get rid of folks like us makes no sense.
For the first time, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has sent migrants who entered his state to Los Angeles. They came by bus, a 23-hour ride. LA's mayor called it a despicable stunt. Phosphorus, an essential element for life, has been detected in ice crystals on one of the moons of Saturn. Earlier, other key elements for life had been found there. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Finding that really adds strength to the case that Enceladus has a possibly habitable environment under its frozen crust. You know, they think there's an ocean under the surface of Enceladus that may possibly be an abode for life.
A new J.D. Power survey says potential electric vehicle buyers are concerned most about charging station availability. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says it's a fear for many people who go ahead and make a purchase.
In the year since Chris Ashley from Frederick, Maryland, first plugged into his new electric Ford F-150, his fears of running out of juice disappeared.
It's foolish to think that you won't have range anxiety in the beginning. However, the more you drive the vehicle, the more you start to learn how to plan your trips.
On average, EVs are getting around 250 or even up to 300 miles of range. That is a totally appropriate amount for the amount of driving most people do.
Alex Nizek from our partners at Consumer Reports.
As far as range anxiety goes, we're really starting to see charging anxiety be the more prominent issue.
There are nearly 54,000 publicly available fast charging stations nationwide. The majority are along the coasts, and several states have fewer than 100. Those chargers are vital for longer drives, providing an 80% charge in as little as 20 minutes. But the average fuel stop is closer to 2 minutes. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Detroit.
Toyota says it's planning a fleet of electric vehicles that can get more than 600 miles on a single charge, and the company says the potential with solid-state batteries could top 900 miles. 7 years after the death of actor Carrie Fisher, her final film will be released on a limited basis next week. She had just finished shooting Wonderwell before she died.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's a new headache for Elon Musk.
A group of 17 music publishers is suing Twitter
accusing the platform of copyright infringement on about 1,700 songs for allowing users to post music without permission. They're asking for $250 million in damages, arguing Twitter benefits from use of tunes like Rihanna's and the Rolling Stones that it hasn't paid for. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snap, and TikTok all pay artists for posts that include their songs. Neither Twitter nor its boss, Mr. Musk, has commented. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
From Toni Morrison's Beloved to Robert Caro's The Power Broker and hundreds of top books in between, Robert Gottlieb had a hand in them. Considered one of the greatest and most prolific modern literary editors, Gottlieb has died at 92. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.